Welcome back to the Tip TV Sports Show. I'm losing my voice, so let's speak to someone who's always got a voice. It's Mark Halsey about all the Premier League refereeing decisions over the weekend. Mark, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Jamie. All nice and well in sunny Sheffield.
Sunny Sheffield. Lovely. Right, big decisions made as always in the Premier League over the weekend. Let's start at Stamford Bridge and let's start with John Terry on Radamel Falcao in the lead up to Chelsea's goal. John Terry looked to be maybe over physical with Falcao. Was that a foul?
Yeah, listen, it's all about opinions and everyone watching the game. You could quite easily have given that as a free kick and Mike didn't see it that way, but for me it was a free kick, and it's easy to give a decision on the halfway line where no one would complain, you know, and obviously he's not given a decision and Chelsea have gone down and made it 1-0, but having said that, you know, he's got 50 yards to go, so, you know, you can't sort of blame that solely on Mike Dean not giving a free kick to Manchester United, because he had a long way to go and they scored. You've got to look at the back four, haven't you? So, yes, some people say it's a free kick. I mean, I thought it should have been given. As I said, it's easy to give it there. No one complains. You give a free kick and you get on with the game.
Yeah, so do you think probably the easiest thing to do there would be just to give the free kick, because then it was probably enough to warrant the free kick and it eradicates any chance of it?
When you make a challenge from behind, you've got to come through the man, you've got to get the ball. So, really, you're fouling the man from behind. You're taking the balls. You're taking man and ball. So, for me, it should have given a free kick. Obviously, it's about opinions, and Mike didn't see it that way.
Two other big decisions in that game to talk about. Let's start with David De Gea first. Replay showed he did come out of his area and handle the ball, but a very difficult one for both linesmen and referee to see.
Yeah, I think it was difficult for the assistant, because obviously he had defenders in the way. Mike had a full frontal view of that, and most probably that, you know, they could have spoken over their comms kit. Now, most probably Mike may have seen it, and the assistant wasn't sure whether it's in or out. So in that case, you know, you don't guess. You never guess on decisions, and really they've done nothing. So, but had Mike seen? I mean, to be fair, I mean Mike's got a great view of it, and obviously wasn't sure if it was in or out. But people were saying that De Gea was lucky that it wasn't given, he would have been sent off. But for me, if he did see it, it wasn't a sending off. It's a yellow card. He's not denied a goal-scoring opportunity, an obvious goal-scoring opportunity. So had Mike seen it, I wouldn't have thought that De Gea would have been sent off.
So, again, just to reiterate that point, if De Gea had been, if they had judged that he was outside the area, you think it'd be more likely that he'd been booked for that rather than being sent off? Because obviously a lot of people on Twitter were going off saying he should have been off.
Yeah, he'd have been cautioned for a deliberate handball. It's not an obvious goal scoring opportunity, because you can quite clearly see. I'm not sure the defender was at the back there, but he was there just about to clear it as well as the gear has gone to sort of thrust his arm towards the ball. But and also it's not at the feet. Is he going to gain control of the ball? So for me, I think it would have been a free kick and a yellow card.
One more issue to talk about in this game, and that's Ander Herrera, who was judged to have dived in the penalty area at the end of the game. Diving's a problem we're going to be talking about probably for the rest of time, but that's a good decision from the referee, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's an excellent decision. On the whole, I think Mike handled the game terrific as well. I mean, Mike's a no-nonsense referee, and he does it, and players know where they stand with him, and that's why I think he commands the respect. And that decision at the end there was... I think, how he made that in real time, I don't know. Whether he guessed it or not, or the way he went down, because he went down really theatrically, didn't he? If he'd gone down normally, who knows? But I think the way he went down, I think that sold it to Mike. And, yeah, you've got to take it out off to Mike, because it was an excellent decision, and rightly cautioned for simulation and just trying to deceive the referee.
How difficult is it, though, to spot when a player just sort of hangs their leg out? And because there was obvious contact there, but Herrera manipulated it, didn't he? And he hung his leg out and got the contact. How difficult is it as a referee to spot?
It's very difficult. You know, I mean, you're seeing now perhaps penalties not given because referees are too afraid to make them big decisions. And sometimes the right thing to do is to give nothing and just play on, because you're not 100% sure. But in this instance, Mike was sure. And as I said before, he made the right call. But normally, I mean, what I tend to do, if I wasn't sure, I'd just give nothing and just play on.
One more decision to talk about, and that comes from the Etihad. And David Silva, we now know he's clear of a fractured cheekbone, but Kouyaté left an elbow in, and some will say it was an accident, some will say it was malicious, some will say the referee should have spotted it. How do you look at that event?
Well, the referee did spot it, didn't he? He did spot the actions. He's cautioned the West Ham United player, and for me, wrongly, if he sees that, it was, yes, it's got to be a red card. I know the managers were being a bit cautious in what they said on their interviews yesterday, saying they didn't, you know, like no player goes out and does that intentionally. And I agree with that, but only, you know, the West Ham player will know if he deliberately meant to do that. But having given the free kick and issued a yellow card, I think the colour was wrong. It should have been, without a shadow of a doubt, a red card for violent conduct.
Mark, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but thank you as always for joining us here on the Tip TV Sports, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again next week.
Yep, no problem. Take care, fellas.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Speak to you soon. Right, there you go. Mark Halsey's thoughts on the decisions in the Premier League over the weekend. When we come back from this quick break, we'll be speaking to...
Hi.